I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
If it be possible, but if I must carry it, then strengthen me. If I must carry it, then strengthen me. Listen, there are things that travail prayer does for you. One, it makes a way for you. Two, it strengthens you in the things you must go through before you come out. Sometimes you must go through something. It is part of God's plan for you, or it is something you have brought on yourself by your mistakes. So you need to still survive it and not die in it. What you do with travail is that when you pray, it empowers you, strengthens you to survive that thing until the story changes. It's like a painkiller, and it also changes the story. So Jesus over here, his travail prayer was not to cancel what he must face, what he must suffer. Tell somebody about you, there is something you must suffer. Yeah, everybody has his own. Somebody, yours is different from others. At different points in life, there's something that you must go through. That's why the scripture says, if you go through fire, I'll be with you. That means there is a fire sometimes you will go through. But know that I'll be with you. So what travail does for you is that it strengthens you. Jesus said, if it is possible, take away the cross. But if it is not, and this is my destiny, then Lord, strengthen me. And Bible says that angels came and they strengthened him. That's how come he was able to go through and still look at people who have tortured him and still say, Father, forgive them. Those words were born out of a travailing prayer. If your music ministry, if your business, if your career will reach a certain level as a child of God without consulting other spirits and other idols, if it will reach a certain level as a child of God, then you must engage travail. You must engage prayer, because there are things that giver cannot solve. There are things that business success cannot solve. There are things that steps to business, whatever, cannot solve. There are things that the things I taught you last month cannot solve. When a witch rises against you, no amount of hard work can solve it. If I be the hardest worker, you will end up working the gutters as hard worker. There are things that when they happen to you, all the things I taught you, skill, knowledge, whatever, mention them. Diligence, skill, knowledge, divine partnership. All the things that I taught you that you need for success in your business, like faithfulness, honesty, so on and so forth. All those kind of things, they will become nonsense if a witch takes over your business. Because a witch doesn't understand those languages. You can't tell a witch that I've learned a new trend, a new skill in this fashion thing. So the witch doesn't care. He has stopped the customer from coming. If you like, advertise 1 billion cities, they won't see. There are spiritual dimensions that only prayer can answer. That is why, as you do all the other things that I taught you, you must add prayer. Travail. That's why we are traveling. Clap your children. Tell somebody, there is a spiritual dimension to life. Until you know it, you'll be a victim. Recently, you saw one of the kings in Ghana who was being celebrated by his colleagues, Freemasons, and you were shocked. Some years ago, you saw one of our past presidents who was being celebrated by Freemasons, and you were shocked. Tell somebody, there is a spiritual dimension of life. They will not tell you, but they all belong to something. So it's either you belong to the church and you are strong in God, else you'll be a victim. You'll be a victim. May you never be a victim in Jesus' name. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And may you never be a victim in the name of Jesus. Because you see, in life, when you start rising, you attract envy and enemies. And that is where spirituality comes in. That is where if you don't have a covering, they wipe you off. They will say, no, this guy will take the shine in this family. No, this lady will take the shine in this company. Until you get to that level, you are safe not going to church. You are safe not praying. You are safe. But the day you start clocking a certain level of success, be ready for battles. Ready. And that is where it's either your head is under Tigali or your head is under God. You can't be in the middle. You'll be a victim. Are you following what I'm saying at all? Ask the one by you, are you following? So travailing prayer is a state of desperation where you get tired of the situation and cannot take it any longer. Where you say, enough is enough. Enough of the delay, enough of the waiting. It must happen this year. It must come through this week. God, it must be over. I've waited for too long. Do something, Lord. That's travail. It's not the one that, oh Lord, when you want, do it. That's not how to travail. It's not the one that will even say that, oh, this year you will marry, and you are even shy to say amen. Meanwhile, you have waited for 5 years. You should be serious about it. Should be serious. You've been bounced at the visa office over and over and over. This is the time to travel for favor. It's a set time of favor. You are a student, you've been failing. It's like failing has become your surname. And when they are calling your name, they call you Joseph Failure. It's like failure has become your last name. When people are looking at you on the order of merits, they don't make a mistake to start from the top. They do themselves a favor. They start from down. Because they know you will be somewhere there. They will not worry themselves to start from the top. Say, enough is enough. You are not saying it like you mean it. Say, enough is enough. Say, enough of job hunting. Say, enough of waiting. Say, enough of disappointments. Say, enough of hunger. Enough of this affliction. Enough of this denial. Enough of it is enough. If you engage with that spirit these 40 days, then I can promise you by the tenets of scriptures that you will not finish it the same. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Holy Lord. Genesis 27 verse 40. And by thy sword thou shalt live and shalt serve thy brother, O Esau. And it shall come to pass that when thou art desperate, thou will break his yoke off thy neck. This was the friendly advice old man Isaac, experienced man Isaac, gave to his son Esau. They asked for your brother, he has succeeded in taking the blessing. There's nothing you can do about it. But I can show you another way out. It's not all hopeless. I can show you another way out. Is that as for serving your brother, you have been pronounced a servant for him. You are going to serve him. But it shall come to pass that when you become desperate, when you say enough is enough, when you say it is over, when you say this nonsense must stop, when you get to that point, you can't take it any longer. You can't take the insults. You can't take the every day they see you. You are tired of that question. When you get to that point where you say, no, I am tired. I'm done with it. It must happen in Jesus. It must happen now. Lord, I want it now. When you get to that point, Isaac said, then his yoke, his control over your life shall be broken. And you will be a free man. I pray for somebody here. May any controlling spirit's yoke be broken off your life. You sit down and be gentle like you are not the one I'm talking. If I ask you to produce some amount right now, you can't. You sit down like you are, listen, Mrs. Diana. I said every yoke that is, do you know a yoke? You may be looking nice with your makeup, but if you enter into the spirit, you'll be shocked how you look. No, to ask I'm preaching, you should be praying. You should be praying. When you see cattle, two oxen that are being used for farming, plowing, something is put on their neck, like a wooden structure, put on their neck to control them so that they move together. It's called a yoke. That means as long as that thing is on the neck of the animal, it cannot go where it wants. It can't go faster than the one who is controlling it. It's called a yoke. So when the Bible says that you will break his yoke, it means that you will break his control. I declare over 100 people here this morning, every controlling power detecting the pace of your prosperity, they break in the name of Jesus. They break in the name of Jesus. They break in the name of Jesus. Shout your loudest, amen. Clap your two hands together for them. There are some biblical examples of people who travailed. One, the nation Israel. Isaiah 66 verse 8. The nation Israel. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Now, this scripture asks us some rhetorical questions. Is that, shall a nation be formed in one day? Who does that? Will the earth bring you a tree in one day? It is not according to the order of nature. According to the order of nature, everything starts with one. That's why any church that starts with a group, it breaks. Always one person begins every movement. From Jesus, even from humanity, it was one man called Adam. Bible says that for this is one of the mysteries of the kingdom of God, that somebody went to sow a seed. The seed. And the seed grew, became a tree. And house birds of all. So in the kingdom of God, the mystery principle is that it must start small. A mustard seed. It doesn't start big. Once it starts big, there's a foul play in it. Somebody did something. And it always reverses with time. That's why a baby cannot be born 10 years. The baby must be born from zero to grow. You cannot carry this building from one place to another. You must lay blocks. Are you hear what I'm saying? So a tree cannot grow, cause to grow, like pray to cause it to grow. But the Bible says, as for Israel, the day they travailed, they brought forth their children. That means that at that time, Israel did not carry children. At that time, Israel had not gone through the normal procedure of how to form a nation. But when they cried to the Lord, a nation was born, boom, in one night when God visited them. And I'm speaking to somebody here that as you travel in this season, you are going to break certain protocols that are laid down in your office. You are going to break certain protocols that have been enacted in your family. Certain procedures. That's it. Until you do A, B, C, D, you can't become this. God can undo it. God can undo it. It is only the grace of God that can make you jump from 1 to 10 without going 2, 3, 4, 5. It's only the grace of God that can make a house you didn't build. God spoke through Joshua and told them, I gave you houses you did not build. I gave you farms you did not plant. I dispossessed others and I caused you to possess it. Now that is what traveling prayers does. It can dispossess others and cause you to possess. It can give to you what you didn't labor for. It can give to you what in quote you don't even qualify for. Because a nation is not born in a day, but Israel was formed. The earth doesn't bring in a day, but Israel brought forth their children at a single travail. This year's travail will bring you that testimony. Tell the one by you, this year's travail will be your travail. It will produce your children, your miracles, your opportunities, your ministry. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. The second example is Jesus. Jesus traveled. Jesus traveled in Luke 22, 44, to the point where his sweat became like blood. In John 11, 38, 44, when he stood behind the tomb of Lazarus, Bible says that, and he was in agony. And he groaned. And the word groaning is a word that is used to explain a certain dimension of prayer. That's why the Bible says that the Spirit of the, or the Holy Spirit helps our infirmity. Okay? For he makes intercession for our prayer for us with groanings. So groanings is a dimension of prayer. It's not a formula. If you pray with me for hours, you get to a level, you see that I'm groaning. You can't hear words again, but you start praying with me from the beginning, you will hear it. Because those are short, short prayers. It's not a formula for you to just start. It's just fleshly and carnal. But there's a level you get to where you'll be making sounds without words. Where you'll be groaning. And when Jesus was standing behind the tomb, I did not hear any yes, sir. And hearing what people were saying. And then we know so to me, and then we were down for Omufi and Alco did the BLC. Who did he be a higher now? Did he share? So, and people were talking. And Jesus was standing behind the tomb and started groaning by the Holy Spirit. Then, when he connected what he wanted to connect in the Spirit, then now he started using real words. Then he shouted, "Lazarus, come forth!" Listen, travail generates power. Tell somebody, travailing prayers generates power. The power for resurrection. I declare, whatever is dying in your life, by the time 40 days is over, it will bounce back in Jesus' name. Let your amen be a believer's one. It will bounce back in Jesus' name. It will bounce back in Jesus' name. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Elijah, James 5 verse 16 and 18. Elijah, the Bible says, he started the story by saying, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Then he didn't stop there. He continued to give us an example of the definition he just gave. He said, for Elijah, a man that is like you and I, that means he has the same emotions, same feelings, same needs. Elijah, like you and I, he feels tired, he feels hungry, he's just like you and I. He does everything. He can't even make mistakes. Just like you. Bible says that he demonstrated travailing prayer or effectual fervent prayer as he commanded by prayer, and the heavens were shut. And he prayed again and the heavens were open. So Elijah was a man that travailed. This year, this travail, if you will connect, if you will get yourself connected and you will labor in prayer like Elijah, may your heavens be open in Jesus' name. I said, may the heavens over your business be open in Jesus' name. May the heavens over your marriage be open in Jesus' name. May the heaven over your ministry be open in the name of Jesus. If your amen is loud, you are registered among them. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Then Jacob was a man who had to labor in travailing prayer, who had to pray a desperate prayer. Because you see, as at this time in Genesis chapter 32, 24, 26, as at up to this time, the advice that the old man gave to Esau had worked. Esau was no longer under the control of Jacob. Esau was not a beggar. Esau was not serving Jacob. Esau was not crying. In fact, take a look at that chapter very well. If the screen was there, I would have read them for you to see. Bible says that when Jacob was coming and he was told that Esau, he sent spies to go and check. When he heard that Esau was coming with 400 soldiers. More gathered than any Ghana president or African president or American president. There's no president that works with 400 soldiers. But Esau had become like an emperor with 400 army soldiers who were riding by his side. That is just to go somewhere. It's just escort. It's not time for war. When it's time for war, the rest will come. You can imagine how many are left behind. He's just coming to meet his brother, who is coming with sheep and goats, as he was told. And just as it's like you are walking, the people who are just accompanying you, chatting with you, 400 generals. Amen. So today, the generation of Esau, they are powerful people, powerful nations. They are always fighting with Israel. They didn't accept that servitude because their grandfather gave their great grandfather gave their grandfather an advice that if you don't want to continue under this servitude, be desperate and break it. So as at this time, the guy had broken through and was coming to meet that his brother who robbed him of his blessing and thought was somebody than him. Bible says that as Jacob heard that he was coming, when he moves few steps, he goes on his knees and bows. When he moves another, he bowed for 7 times. Do you know the number 7? Typology of scripture will let you know the number 7 represents perfection. That means complete. So what Jacob did on that day by bowing 7 times to Esau means that the curse was broken and there was an exchange. Now he was rather bowing to Esau by travail. Say, I will change the records. You are not. Say, I will change the records. Because some of you, your parents compare you to a certain sister, a certain brother, and they think they will succeed ahead of you. They think you, these auntie's children are doing better, these aunties, whatever, and they keep comparing you. But I pray that may God have mercy upon you. You are not here with me at all. I said, may God have mercy upon you. As you travel in prayer, may the order be changed. I said, may the order be changed. I said, may the arrangement be changed. For your favor, clap your two hands together for them. Amen. And then he changed it. And then when Jacob was getting closer, Bible says, Jacob said, no, I have been told that my brother is coming with 400 soldiers. God, if you don't save me, my brother cometh, he will kill me. Those were the words of Jacob. If you don't save me, my brother cometh, and he will kill me. What is coming is bigger than me. He will finish me. Then he locked himself, left alone, and he started praying. Listen, you have been praying with people for far too long. This season, midnight, wake up. Pray alone. Lock yourself in your toilet. Do what Jacob did. He sent all his family away and was left alone, old man. And he hid somewhere and was praying, my brother cometh, Lord. My brother cometh, Lord. Don't let him kill me. Yes, I know you have blessed me, but don't let him kill me. Save my life. Don't let him kill me. Desperate prayer. The Bible says that as he was praying, an angel appeared in the form of a human being and passed by and he grabbed him. Say, if I'm actually looking for somebody to grab, you have brought yourself. He grabbed him. Then the angel said, let me go. He said, no, you are going nowhere until you bless me. He said, let me go. He said, you are going nowhere until you bless me. They struggle. Bible says that the angel dislocated his hip. So he was standing like that. He said, you can dislocate my hip, but I will not let you go. Even on one leg, the guy was crying, was weeping. Hosea 12 tells us, was shaking and said, if you don't, for Esau to kill me yourself. It's because you are not serious about what is happening to you. That is why you are offering explanations to it. Now things are not working because you need, now the economy of Ghana is blah, 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 blah. Give yourself explanations. Convince yourself why you are failing. Convince yourself. Oh, you know, of late, things have changed in this area, blah, 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 blah. That is why we understand. You better be desperate. You better travail. You better say, no, I won't accept it. Because the Bible says that, for he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Whether in good season or bad season, we must succeed. So don't explain yourself into failure. Tell somebody, don't explain yourself into failure. Something the doctor said, blah, 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 blah. Cast that demon out. Jesus saw a woman with fever. Jesus didn't explain that it's because you are sleeping in mosquitoes. And you see, this area is mosquito infested. And you see, also, Jesus said, out! You can be them explaining grammar. Them explaining that, oh, you see, there was one man. Why are you still here? 38 years, you have been sitting in front of this river. You have not been healed. Why are you still here? It's not like I'm lazy, oh. Let me explain to you. I've been trying. For 38 years, I move. Before I fall inside, no, somebody cross me. I've been trying. I'm not a lazy man. Jesus didn't ask you why. Jesus said, should I heal you? You are come to explain. Should I heal you? Is the answer explanation? It's yes or a no. But that's how some of us we are. Instead of you reaching out for solution, that no, what is happening to me? And then over 20 years, and I will explain it. A 2 hours only 45. To as soon as I explain it, a 2 hours. You are seeing a cycle of bad things happening to you. You are taking it and you are explaining. Say, it must stop. It must stop right here. Why should you start a relationship? It breaks. You start, it breaks. You start a business. It does what's more. It quenches. You start another one. It does what's more. It quenches. Can't you see a cycle? Today you are young, so you feel you are exploring. As I'm speaking, you should be praying, you know. I'm giving you a prayer point. You should be praying. That's why we gather here every night. Red hot prayer. It must end. It must be over. It must end. It must be over. My brother Esau cometh. Oh Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Save my business. Save my marriage. Save me. Save me. Labor on the prayer altar. And stop explaining. The teacher doesn't teach well. The same class, somebody had 90. You are wallowing in 30. You say the teacher didn't teach well. You are your own problem. Amen. Are you following? I'll pray. If I don't pray, if I don't believe it, I'm be sleeping. The outcome of your life will let you know that there is a Satan that takes advantage of people who don't pray. Bible says, when men slept, this season, boost your prayer with midnight prayer. Boost your fasting with midnight prayer. Boost it. Boost it. Add midnight prayer. I said, do what? Tell the one by you, boost your fasting with midnight prayer. You've never done it before. That's why you have not seen anything before. That's why you have not seen anything before. If you do what you have not done before, you will see what you have not seen before. If you do what you have not done before, you will see what you have not seen before. 11:30, 12:30. One, strategic. Whatever stopped my father, you are a liar. You cannot stop me. Ancient altars that destroyed my mother, that destroyed her marriage, we all go and come back. I will not be. My story will be different. That is how to travel. It's not like you sleep and wake up and then you come. You sleep and wake up and then say, oh, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. You will die a simple Christian if you don't do something about it. Amen. Oh, amen. Jacob, he wrestled with the angel until the angel said, what is your name? Until you wrestle, you will not have a solution. Until you wrestle, there is no encounter. And when you have the encounter, it will offer you solution. It has been right here in this travail altar where people have encounters. People start seeing angels. People start seeing dreams. And after the dream, things start changing for them. Don't joke with this travail. Don't joke with this 40 days. It's another year. It's another season. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. Hosea 12:3-4 explain to us what Jacob did with the angel. He said he took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yes, he had power over the angel, and he prevailed. May you also have power this season, and may you prevail in this season. He wept. How did he do it? He wept. He made supplication. When you are praying, make sure that you too are praying the intense prayer that will get to a level even tears will start flowing. It's not a formula. It's a condition. Tell somebody, it's not a formula. I've not said the moment you come and lift up your voice, let's appreciate it. Oh, you start crying. That's fake. There's a level of prayer when you pray. You don't pray. I mean, I can pray. I can even worship. Then my eyes are filled with tears. I'm shedding tears like a baby. Your heart is connected. God's will be connected. God's heart also will be connected. Amen. Esau broke his. His father gave him the clue. And he also broke his. And he overturned the table. Like I told you. Genesis 27 verse 14. And then Genesis 33, 9 to 19. When Jacob was coming, Jacob gave Esau. He was trying to bribe Esau with chicken, goat, animals, and all those things. Then Esau said, my brother, you have traveled. I don't know what you did. You have traveled. Me, I'm forgiving you. He got down from his horse. He hugged him and he kissed him. Somebody coming with soldiers, what has it got to do with kissing and hugging? But that thing Jacob did turned things around. So in a night, the guy's mind changed. And then when his mind changed, he decided to accept his brother. They fell on their shoulders and they started crying. I've missed you too. Where have you been? Now your beard have come. Then instead of slaying the guy, he started chatting. Your pot belly has come. Say favor. He got favor in his life. But Esau told Jacob something. What are the things I saw on the road? When I was coming, I saw some sheep. They are in groups. It's like march past, independence. See the way they march in. I saw cattle, group. I saw another goat, groups. Are they going for march past? What? Then Jacob said, I brought this so that you have mercy on me. There is all love. Oh, have more than enough. I'm an emperor. I have more than enough. What you have gone to work 14 years for? Me, I have more than what you are carrying. I have more than enough. So Esau became rich and great, even though his father said you will be poor. But his father gave him the clue. Can you rise up and change that thing they are saying about you? Can you rise up and be angry in your spirit and say that no, I must change? He said, in this family, nobody is able to build a lasting ministry. Nobody is able to build a business. Nobody can marry successfully. Nobody marries before having children. No, anybody who marries without having children doesn't give birth. Rise up and break it. Defy it. Say, minus me. Shake your head and say, minus me. Shake your head in faith and say, minus me. Say, whatever happens to them. Say, whatever happens to them, minus me. Whatever happens in the family, minus me. Whatever happens in the country, minus me. May it be so for you. I said, may it be so for you. May it be minus you. And then finally, is Hannah. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10 to 13. Hannah, Bible says, and she was in bitterness of soul. And prayed unto the Lord and made a vow to the Lord, if you give me a son, I'll give him to you. Prayed and was in bitterness of soul. Hannah. When Hannah married the husband, Hannah, Bible historians will let you know that Hannah was a very beautiful woman. Elkanah really loved Hannah. But her womb was shut. Because she was loved too much. Oh, read your Bible. Bible says that and Elkanah loved Hannah. So the Lord shut her womb. So the only reason why she became barren was because she was enjoying too much love. Why you read the Bible? Read it and check. She was really loved. The Lord Oh, the Lord did the same thing to Rachel. Jacob loved Rachel so much that Jacob could wait and work another 7 years. He worked for 7 years. And he waited, he spent 14 years of his life to pay bride price. The one that you are paying 200 Ghana. Even when your in-laws say, make it 250, oh me fool. Somebody worked 14 years for dowry. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm closing you, listen to me. So Hannah was Etimude, Princess One. Etimude. Beautiful lady. Pampered. Perhaps she may be from a rich home. Pampered. She didn't really know what we call crazy prayer. When she goes to Achimota Forest, she sees people pray like, hey, what are they doing? She ain't too weird. Nothing has happened to you. You are enjoying in your house. That's why you are asking, what are they doing there? You know where we have been before we are where we are. You understand? And so when you are praying, must she lie on the floor? Must she lie on the floor? You don't know. It's like you see a pregnant woman who is about to deliver. Then you are saying that, why is she doing? What? You don't know what to do. Wait. You walk about like you're a slave queen. When your time comes, you'll be shocked. Some of you have not seen it before. You have a wife, and when she's going to give birth, you see. Just first April or whatever, this time that Elder Goodman's wife gave birth, he now sent me a message. He said, Daddy, I now understand the meaning of what you said, travail. I now understand. God. He stood there to watch his wife give birth. They said he should leave. He said, I won't leave. I'm staying here. He stood there and was watching, praying in tongues. So he saw proper travail. Then he said that, I now understand travail. I said, yeah. It's good you stood there. You didn't collapse. You done well. Hannah was a Timode. Was not giving birth. Then Elkanah's family members pushed him. That we need grandchildren. We need... And he married second. Then the second came. When he had a baby producing machine. The two were in the house. Then the baby producing machine tortured Hannah. When she sends the boy. You know how they do that thing. When she's even talking, when the lady Penina is talking with the child. Then Hannah was like, when so me pen a man was in the womb, then she'll be crying. Ekutia. Then Elkanah will come and say, oh, you are the one I love. Don't mind this one. I love it. I'm worth more than 10 of the children that she has. It's not you. Don't be deceived. When he dies, you will know that you are useless. The properties will all go to the children and you'll be sacked from the house. So don't be deceived. I love you. You have no children for him. Don't be deceived. And Hannah was being pumping. Then Hannah saw that, no, where the thing is going to do something. That day, Bible says that when she went to the table, she couldn't eat. They were eating. They went to Shiloh. Instead of fasting, they were eating. But that night when she went, she said, I will not eat. Then the husband said, why? Why? I've told you that. Don't forget that. You don't need to give birth for me. Don't worry. And then she said, no, I will not accept it this time. She got up, went to the altar. And started crying to God. She was saying things. She was groaning. Nobody could hear her. Oh God. She was praying. Nobody was hearing what she was saying. Groaning the spirit. Then the pastor was sitting at the gate and was watching her. Then the pastor said, Then she told the pastor, no, I am not drunk. I am a woman in sorrow. A woman in sorrow. Listen, if you are not going through anything and travel is not for you, go home. But if you are going through something, don't miss any night. Because you come to the altar, you pray. You drop your prayer request here, you pray. You labor in prayer. And God, you say, Lord, I'm a man of sorrow. Lord, I'm a woman who have suffered cycles of disappointment. Not this one, Lord. Lord, I'm a man who has suffered. Not this one, Lord. I labor for people and there's the disappointment. Not this one, Lord. Lord, take my destiny. Until you take it by force. The same story. But I pray for you. That you'll be hungry for more. That you'll be hungry for more. That you'll be desperate in prayer. That you'll break every yoke. That you'll change the story. That the grace of God will appear for you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Rise up. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.